Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Nahum chapter 3, we were talking about the difference between hell and the lake of fire. Let's continue with that today.
My feet on his firm foundation for the Bible stands.
And in verse 12 of Revelation 13, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now, it was a deadly wound, but evidently he is healed of it completely. And he doeth great wonders so that he makes fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Now, who are they going to think about in Israel's doing that? Elijah. Remember, he comes before the Christ. And so they'll say, oh, yeah, these are the miracles of Elijah. He's coming in the spirit of Elijah. It says, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had the power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword and did live. So however he's wounded, people think he's dead, and they think that he's been raised from the dead. And now they wander after this beast, and the world is deceived because of that. Satan is a dragon, the beast is the Antichrist, and the false prophet is the religious one that deceives from that religious standpoint. As Nineveh, in that future day, they're going to be deceived by leaders and false religion. The king and the nobles aren't there for the people. Just as the beast and the false prophet are cast into the eternal lake of fire, and the armies, the captains, they too will be cast into the fire. Now, the beast and the false prophet are cast into the eternal lake of fire, not just hell. Now, let me just say this briefly. When a person dies without Christ, now his soul goes to hell. Now, that is a place where the rich man was there in Luke and said, I am tormented in this flame. So it is a place of torment. But it's also a place that might be like county jail, because they're going to be taken out of that place and then appear at the white throne judgment and be cast into the eternal lake of fire. It's kind of like going from jail to prison, and prison being the worst thing in that situation, because it's a life forever eternal sentence where they'll never cease to exist, they'll never escape, and they'll never have any hope. No prayer ever answered. They'll have all the desires they'd have in this life, and none of them can be fulfilled. Lazarus just wanted, the rich man just wanted Lazarus to be able to put his finger in water and touch his tongue because he's tormented in that flame. That's 2,000 years ago. By the way, it's 2,000 years later, and that rich man is still tormented consciously in that lake of fire, in that hell, should I say, where there's fire and torment. And he said he was tormented in that fire in Luke chapter 16. You can read that for yourself. So, well, these guys call fire down from heaven. They think, oh man, this is it. But that's not it. That's not it. The beast and the false prophet are cast to the eternal lake of fire. And the rest of them are cast in after the great white throne judgment. The people will be scattered. And their gods cannot gather them. And that happened in Nineveh. And Revelation chapter 6 shows that it will happen to all kinds of men, great and small. They're praying for the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. Isn't that interesting? A lamb is something that people don't fear. A lamb is something that is peaceable, not an attacking animal. It's not a vicious animal. So nobody thinks of an animal as something to be afraid of. And yet this lamb is the Lamb of God. And these warriors are so afraid, they try to get in the dens of the mountains, in the caves, and they cry for the rocks and the mountains to fall on them, hide them from the wrath of the Lamb. The end result is not what they thought it would be. And by the way, the devil's end results are never what it should be. There's a Hollywood starlet somebody was telling me about recently that had her fifth marriage, and it was for 12 days. These people think they know what love is, and they don't. And it doesn't last. And Satan's promises are only deceptions that do not last. Now, my heart breaks for those who could become God's sheep, who hear his voice and follow him. But the shepherds sleep, and those about them sleep who may know Christ and do not tell them. And whereas, on one hand, it should anger every Christian's heart when they see the Hollywood starlets and their slutty ways, men, as the Bible calls them, whoremongers. When you look at Congress and so many in positions of authority, and they're promoting, along with the medical field, things of homosexuality, LGBTQ, and that whole list of things. When you see killing human babies by abortion, and by the way, Jesus Christ was a human life at the moment of conception. David said that he was conceived in sin as well. So David was conceived in sin. Jesus was not conceived in sin, but he was a life as well at that very moment. And unless there's a miscarriage, abortion is not the answer. Never is. There are too many people that would like to adopt those babies. And so we need to ever be vigilant on that. But too many reject the love of God for their soul. And so many preachers and many Christian men in their homes, they're not calling their flocks to holiness, to righteousness and faith. And yet that's what a true repentance does. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, as obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance. Boy, what a statement that is. Fashioning has the idea to emulate. Now, it's not exactly like that thing, but it emulates that thing. An older gentleman had turned 50. It was in the news recently. And having turned 50 years old, he had a red hat, and it said, "Make 50 great again." Well, an antipathetic person saw it, and they attacked this older person, and it's a lady, but she bloodied his face with her attack. I'd imagine probably got her fingernails dug into him, but bloodied his face because she thought it was a MAGA hat, make America great again. But just the fashion of that hat made her think that. Now, fashioning yourself according to the former lust. That's what churches are doing with their rock music, their strobe lights, the darkness in there, and removing all of their various standards in order to fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's what turning the grace of God into lasciviousness is doing. It is saying, okay, the flesh has liberty instead of the spirit having liberty to do righteousness. The flesh has liberty to do sin. So he says, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust, that desires of your flesh, in your ignorance. You see, you were too ignorant. You didn't have the Spirit of God in you. You didn't have the Word of God. You didn't have the way of righteousness. So you're ignorant in God's economy, no matter if you've got four doctorates after your name. But as he which has called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And that's God's word. God calls saved people to be holy. We are to be holy and righteous in this world. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Romans 12:1 says, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, it's not acceptable to men or to a church. It's acceptable to God. It's so much higher. But you present your bodies a living sacrifice. Now, sacrifices were usually made on altars, and they'd kill an ox there, or a lamb, or something else. But a living sacrifice is that ox, instead of being placed and killed on an altar, is instead pulling the plow for the husbandman. As he pulls that plow, it goes the direction of the husbandman directing. And so he's called us to pull the plow for Christ, but to follow his way, this way of holiness and righteousness. That's the road that we are to hoe as his people. And so we're not fashioning ourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance, but as he which is called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, all the way that you live. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And by the way, that is a present imperative command, meaning be this and you continue to be this the rest of your life. If it had been negative, it would have meant stop doing this and don't ever do it again. Here, be holy, because the Lord is holy, you do that the rest of your life. So going back to Romans 12:1, but I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, not to man, unto God, which is your reasonable service. The word service has a root word in the Greek of worship. You worship God by serving him in obedience and in holiness and righteousness as according to his word. So again, if you shake your head at the state of this country today and of your country, then maybe it's because we're not pulling the plow ourselves. Maybe there's a lack of true repentance among God's people. And we need to get right on that. Now, because God commands all men everywhere to repent, because he's appointed a day in which he will judge the world. Now, at times, it is as deceiving by the prophets, because they are also deceived themselves by what they will not say.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my